the time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OACAGAPALA, LMNOP. We don't speak for CRRRMM or any of them there, guys.
Or any of the Anons.
We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
As you just showed.
As you're about to find out. But the magic is going to happen. Welcome to Recovery 101. Welcome, dude.
Wow.
I got to stop
Bruce,
drinking before
you have
the show.
To understand with Bruce. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight because Bruce has gotten about, he's averaged about 3 hours sleep for each of the last couple of nights. So.
Yeah, and I haven't had any, you know, chemical help. Yeah. So it's a problem.
You want to go score you some Coke during the commercial?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay.
Dude, I'm sitting here drinking a triple, and it's not really doing anything for me, the triple latte.
He's just tired and jittery now.
Yeah. I'm telling you, after the show, I'm going to completely pass out. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as not always with...
Kate Call.
And Mark.
Sweet. Shelly's been replaced.
Oh, no, she hasn't. Dear Shelly.
Shelly's been replaced.
Yeah, for
she's out of here. She's gone.
For a minute.
Never.
Just for tonight. Just for this show.
You know what the problem is? I hear people clicking off across the universe.
Yeah, they're already. Yeah. Shelly gets more fan mail than anybody else.
That's because she's the sweetest out of the three of you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
By a block.
Wow. Yeah. Shelly actually likes newcomers, right, Mark?
That's right.
Sweet.
Shelly's actually nice.
She is nice. Now.
I get a bad rap.
Yes, we do. Okay, well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. You like our high-end Foley skills? Kate's over here just cracking.
Pretty
up.
Impressive, I have to say.
What you got, Bruce?
First thing, global alcohol consumption. The U.S. is no longer number one.
Yeah.
Because we used to be.
Really?
What's number one now?
Yeah.
We're getting beat down by a lot of places, actually. We're getting beat down by pretty much everywhere in Europe and the Soviet bloc countries by a long shot.
12-step programs are working.
They're drinking 12.5 liters of alcohol, hard alcohol, on average a year. That's average for the entire population. So... that means some guys are really
drinking more,
really, really getting tanked. We're down in the 7.5 to 9.9 liters a year. So that's pretty darn exciting.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan.
We have Lindsay news?
Lindsay news.
Uh-oh.
What's a day without Lindsay news?
She's going to play Victoria Gotti in the Gotti story. And Travolta's going to play...
John
Gotti, yeah. And they're just hoping, you know, that she can stay sober through the whole thing.
How do you bond that one?
But you know what? And she looks a lot like Victoria Gotti.
Yeah, except for Victoria Gotti's like 50 in that picture, and Lindsay's like, what, 26, 27?
But she looks like the young Victoria Gotti, or so they say.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
I'm sure it'll be another Oscar-nominated, you know.
Okay. There was funding available for this.
There's a study. Is this ASS? Another stupid study?
Okay. It's an ass study.
It's an ass study. Okay.
That doesn't sound right. It's an ass study. Okay, are you ready for this? New study shows booze and drugs fuel sex for teens. So you're much more likely to be involved in sex...
if you're drunk or loaded.
If you're drunk or loaded and a teenager.
And... what was the ages of the study? I just want to see how many young teenagers they had having sex so they could do the study.
Well, what they're saying is also depending on the area you're in.
Uh-huh.
Like if you're in the Bronx, only 16% of the people said they hadn't been drunk or loaded when they were having sex. That means 84%. 84% drunk or loaded.
I fall into that category.
If you're in Queens, you got a 2% better chance of not being loaded. It's part of a sweeping youth behavioral risk study. 11,887 teens randomly selected. And you know the guys that selected those teens are like keeping a list. Okay, Jenny Johnson? Jenny, can we have your cell phone number in case we need to contact you later?
That's right.
In case maybe you want to go out for a few. You are over 18, right? Okay. Let's see. What else do we... Oh, this is funny. Okay. Arizona border guards have found a new method of getting drugs into the United States. They find there's this truck driving along the border that stops and has a catapult attached to it on a trailer.
I love that.
And they're catapulting four-pound bags of weed across the border.
Oh, God.
What they don't realize is that there's guys from the Border Patrol that are catching the bags of weed on the other side. They caught a total of... soldiers caught 35 pounds of pot before the guys realized they were catapulting weed to the Border Patrol. And then
they... Do you think they really got 35 pounds, or do you think they got, like, 42 pounds they
I think they got
declared
35. I think they got 63 yeah. pounds.
One for you,
before
one
they,
for
before
me.
They, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Put this one in the confiscation pile.
And then and this is near Agua Prieta. Uh-huh. And Agua Prieta, where they found the second catapult. So these guys thought they really had... It's like a little medieval times thing going on here.
It's cool. It's like, you know, you send all the Cuban baseball players over there to catch them.
Well, they're talking about how they've got, you know, they've used planes, tunnels, vehicles, boats, couriers. Colombian drug traffickers have even used homemade submarines.
They have.
But now they've got catapults.
That's what cool. will they think of next?
They're going to think of something next.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What else you got?
It's a great visual.
Five runners in a race tested positive for cocaine.
Wow.
Five runners.
Wow.
Wow, where was the pre-race party?
What makes it even more interesting?
They didn't win?
They're all greyhound dogs.
What?
Wow.
Greyhound dogs tested positive for coke at the Daytona Beach Kennel Club. Oh, no, no, no. Yes, yes, yes.
What?
Here we go.
So how did these dogs ingest the cocaine?
Their owners give it to them to make
their
them run
owners
faster.
Gave it.
But how?
I mean, what it does.
You know what the other cool thing is, though?
Ingestion.
You know what the other cool thing is? They don't eat. They don't eat as much.
The Kennel Club's general manager said there's a zero tolerance for drugs, and now they're going to have to randomly test their employees. We have the best. We have the best interests of the greyhounds in our mind.
Yeah.
But these are racing dogs, so it's like the dogs are getting all hyped up and then going out and racing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, though, you give the dog too much? Have you ever seen, you've seen dog racing before where they let the rabbit go, the mechanical rabbit?
Yeah.
Dogs that do too much cocaine, first of all, they don't want to come out of the
box.
Yeah. They're in there,
they're
like
peering through the little...
paranoid.
Yeah. Right through the little doors. Yeah. They're like, I think that rabbit's watching me.
The fifth dog is slowly goes, herf, and all the other dogs go, shh, shh.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Quick, close the blinds.
Did anybody bring any foil?
Greyhounds are part of the heavily criticized multi-billion-dollar industry of animals. It wasn't five dogs. It was seven dogs. Yeah, here's the problem. Seven dogs all in the same race, and they're all on coke? I'd give any of them coke.
Really?
That's right.
I mean, that just is appalling to me, honestly. And that's really animal cruelty.
Or, but if you gave all of them coke, then it should be a certain graded race.
Yeah. Where does it stop? Is it next going to be Whippets?
But maybe something was wrong with their testing. Yeah.
The Peru Invitational or something like
that. Yeah, clearly there's something wrong with the test. You know what? That's what I would say.
I think it's about the testing. I don't think it's about those dogs having cocaine.
There you go.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't know if it ever.
I mean, they would
sense.
Have to inject those poor dogs in their veins with cocaine if they really were.
They put it in their food.
They're like dog. Like walks in the office. Hey, tie me off. Dude, hook me up.
No. Not to the desk leg.
You know, there's. I know it's a horrible thing. PETA is gonna would be all over us, but.
Oh yeah.
I find that highly entertaining, but of course. I'm sick.
You are sick.
Well, horse racing went through its bout with, they were giving them,
steroids?
Well, no, what they were giving them was, it was a synthetic heroin that they were using for the horses to cut down on the pain during racing.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow, because you know what? I got to tell you, heroin? Not something I'd give somebody that I want to go fast.
Yeah, really?
I mean, usually heroin.
Nodding
is
off during the race.
Yeah, they give the horses are in the nod. They're like, wow, dude. But my hooves feel really good.
Oh,
my hooves feel
I'm
really
dancing.
Good. Yeah, wow.
Where do you come up with these things, Bruce, anyway?
It's online.
Oh,
they're, and they're
God.
All from things like Reuters and different things. They're just like the offbeat stories.
Yeah, no kidding.
I love this one. Bogota, Colombia. Carrier pigeon delivering drugs to the prison.
Perfect.
And then flying back out to go get more drugs and deliver. You know how they caught him?
No.
Huh. He had so much dope attached to him, he got too tired to make it all the way into the cell.
Oh.
They stopped to help the bird because there's this bird that's like flopping on the ground. And they go to help him. And they find, are you ready for this? 40 grams of marijuana and 5 grams of bazooka, which is a cheap mix of freebase and other substances.
Wow.
The bird could not reach its goal because the weight made it get too tired and it fell to the ground.
Aw, poor little guy.
Yeah, they realized the pigeon was trying to fly and sought to help the animal, then realized all the packages that had been tied to its wings. Not
wings.
Even to the body. To
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio.
And don't forget the Colleen Williams 16th Annual Charity Golf Tournament to benefit Casa de las Amigas. You can find out more information at CasaDeLasAmigas.org, or you can call Kate Call, 626-795-5505. That's one more time. Let's call Kate Call, 626-795-5505. And Kate, what's the other number?
626-792-2770, which is actually our main number. And just tell them you're wanting to inquire about the golf tournament. They'll hook you up with the right people.
Sweet. That's awesome. Now,
yes.
Well, we have a topic.
We do have a topic.
And the topic is?
Other service.
Yeah, how to be of service in other ways, like besides making coffee. Yeah, whenever we talk about service
besides
and recovery,
being a service in meetings, yeah.
We're going to make coffee, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. What are we, what other kinds of service are available out there? And the perfect thing for this is what's happening at Casa de las... Well, it's not happening at Casa de las Amigas,
Not it's, at the location, no, not. But it's happening for Casa de las Amigas, which is really the important thing to remember. When you are nonprofit, you're, what you do in a fundraising sense is so important every year to keep the organization going and growing and moving on and being able to help and benefit those people that knock on their doors asking for help. So the fundraising aspect of any nonprofit is really key. And that's why we do the golf tournament every year.
Well, and let's talk a little bit real quick before we get into, like, the golf thing. Give us a little thing on CASA. Because, you know, we have the commercial on and everything. But CASA's been around a long time in Southern California.
It really has. It was actually one of the very first treatment centers in the country. And we're here for women. We are strictly a women's facility. We're a full-service treatment center now. We started off originally with one house, and we were able to treat 15 women. Now we are up to 36 women in our residential facility. We have an intensive outpatient treatment for a maximum of 30 people or women at a time. And we also have four different sober living facilities on our campus. So we're,
that's awesome.
We're really able to treat, as I said, sort of a full service aspect in all areas of treatment for those women, depending upon what their needs are. But I think, which is really important, because not everybody can go into residential treatment.
Sweet. Now, we've got the golf tourney.
The golf tourney. Big deal. That's all we talk about around CASA these days.
And now that's all we talk about on the show.
Yeah. Now, give us a rundown, because the way we kind of pitch it on the show, don't forget the golf tournament, call for more information, go and check it out online,
right,
is not nearly as comprehensive as what you were letting us in on a little while ago. I mean, there's goodies happening. Like all kinds of cool crap.
It's such a fun day, honestly. And even if you're not a golfer, it is still fun. I'm not a golfer, but I've been.
I'm not even barely a miniature golfer.
No, me neither. But I've been, and it's so much. And first of all, there's just a lot of really exciting energy in the air. And then the golf tournament starts at around 10 o'clock. But there's silent auction items, wonderful fun
stuff. Like what kind of stuff? Have you seen any of it?
You know, I have not seen it, but I can just tell you from previous years. They're wonderful, fun things. And they range from, you know, lesser expensive items on up to you can rent, you know, buy houses, you know, the private homes and vacation for a week or whatever.
Oh, for a week. Oh. I'm like, you buy a house?
No, not
like,
buy it.
Wow.
No. People will put up their houses, their vacation homes, and let, sweet, you know, people bid on that and go for a week or a weekend. So anything.
Can you buy like Dr. Drew for a weekend?
Yeah, right. You'd have to talk to Mrs. Drew about that.
You can rent him.
You can rent him.
That's right.
So, but anyway, so it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's all about everybody getting on the golf green and getting excited, and there's lots of activity and energy in the air. And then what's really cool, what we do, and we're doing it this year, I think it's the first year we're doing it, it's called the helicopter ball drop. I know, and that is like the coolest thing. Stop laughing, Bruce.
You know.
I know. Get his mind out of the gutter right now. Mark, get him out of the gutter.
I didn't say, listen.
I knew right where he was going.
I know.
I did not say a darn thing about full service recovery. I'm just telling you.
That's right.
So what happens with the helicopter ball drop is you can buy a ball for $20, or you can buy as many as you want. We're hoping that people will buy a lot of balls. And then they go up in the helicopter, and they...
You could hit them with your mic.
I know. God, he's so bad. It's impossible.
Well, he tried that position once, so he hurt himself.
Okay, I know, it's okay. I'm good.
So they go up in the helicopter. They have all these balls that people... Golf balls.
Bruce is like...
Okay, I got to turn off. No, I can't turn off my mic. I'll just stay here for a minute.
Okay.
Quietly. Turn off your mic and be quiet. Yes. So the helicopter goes up with all the golf balls that people have bought. And then they circle around one of the holes on the green.
He's terrible. He is bad. He's so bad. He's so bad.
You have to stop this right now, Bruce.
I know. He is so bad.
And then they drop the balls. Whoever gets closest, their ball closest to the hole.
You should probably use the term golf ball for the rest of this thing so Bruce doesn't, like, just fall out of his chair.
He's just, like, on a roll today.
You know what? I didn't get, like, sleep last night.
Bruce is channeling his 14-year-old.
So we're going to go. Anyway, so they drop the balls. Whoever gets closest to the hole then will win the prize. There's three different prizes. One
good prizes.
Really, it's cash. It's up to $2,000.
No better, no better prize than cash.
First prize is up to $3,000, whoever gets closest to the hole. Then the second prize is up to $1,500, and the third prize up to $500. Now, when I say up to, that is really going to be based on how many balls we sell. So we're hoping that we sell them all so that we can give the $3,000, $1,500, and $500 prize.
That's awesome.
So, and that is really fun and exciting.
And by the way, I'm back.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Are you behaving yourself?
Yeah,
now?
We need to.
Okay, good. Okay.
I think
get a hold of yourself.
I think
Bruce.
Putting the term golf in front of balls helps that a lot. Because.
Okay. All right.
I couldn't.
Now,
I couldn't
we're moving
help
on to the next part of the day,
which is what?
Which is then a barbecue lunch. It's
all right,
huge.
Sweet.
It's hamburgers and hot dogs and chicken and ribs and potato salad and all those fun things. And by the way. One of the best parts of this whole tournament is that it is at the San Gabriel Country Club, which is
yes.
extraordinarily nice beautiful.
San Gabriel, California.
Yes. Nice.
Oh, and you know when? May 23rd. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because we didn't say that.
May 23rd, exactly. And it's at the San Gabriel Country Club, which is really extraordinarily beautiful. And then they continue on with golf after lunch. And then they come in late afternoon from the golf tournament. And then about 5 o'clock we'll start hors d'oeuvres, a no-host bar, the silent auction. And then there's a sit-down dinner with a really wonderful dinner, filet. Their food is really good there. I was at another event there recently, and the dinner was excellent. I was actually really surprised.
Well, when you said filet, I thought, you know, usually it's like when you go to conventions and things like that. It's like normally it's chicken.
No. This will be a really nice dinner. So and then there will be a live auction at dinner and then a number of other fun things that will be going on. So there's just a huge amount of energy and excitement through the whole day. And it is a whole day, which is usually, I mean, that's pretty extensive for a fundraiser. Usually it's for an afternoon or an evening. But it's our 16th one. It's obviously been successful over the years. That's why we continue doing it. But we need people to come out. And here's the thing. If you golf and you don't necessarily have a foursome, that's okay. You will be put into a foursome. So you don't have to worry about, you know, finding three other people to join you at the golf tournament. It's $195 to play golf and go to lunch and dinner and do the whole day. But if you don't golf and you want to just do the dinner, you can go and it's $50 and do the live auction and all the ball drop and all of that.
Well, one thing I want to put in here, too, is that this happens to be, you know, this charity golf tournament is to benefit Casa de las Amigas.
Absolutely.
In Southern California.
Yes.
One of the things that I would suggest to people is search out in your area other recovery facilities that are having similar charity events and help them.
Absolutely.
Get involved with them. Help
Volunteer.
Them promote. You know, you could take flyers to your, you know, local Alano clubs or NA clubs or CA clubs or whatever and help those organizations because, you know what, that's how these places make money to help treat more people.
Well, and they need nonprofits traditionally, you know, not being a not-for-profit company, they traditionally don't have a lot of money. So they really depend on volunteers, donations, but they depend on a lot of volunteers. And I know certainly at CASA we have a number of volunteers that we depend on and that are extremely helpful and critical to the ongoing success of what we do. So I encourage people, and really you get out there and volunteer. It's just like AA, you know, you get out there or any AA or any 12-step program. It's when you're helping others that you're able to get out of your own stuff. And that's what it is.
There you go. You know, one thing I was going to say about the golf tournament is it's what's really incredible is having it at San Gabriel Country Club. That's not a course people can just walk onto and play.
Exactly.
So it's an opportunity to get out there and play that course. You can't show up there on Thursday and pay $195 and play the course. They don't let you on.
Right.
So,
you can't play, period.
Yeah.
It's a private club.
Yeah. And it's an outstanding golf course.
Have
you played there before?
Yeah. Yes. It's an outstanding golf course.
It's a very good course, and it's really beautiful out there. And the other neat thing about the golf course is because Colleen Williams, who's Channel 4 News, I'm sure she's been on for so long, anchorwoman, much of the...
And still I might say, looking good.
Oh, she looks fabulous.
Yeah. Because I don't know how old she is, but I know she's been on TV a long time. I mean, she looks great.
She looks great. She's a beautiful woman. But she and a lot of the news team will be there.
Yes. Tell us about the other people that are going to be there, because there's other people.
There are other people that are really supporting this event.
Who are the other people?
Which make it...
Manuel Noriega is going to be there.
Which make it really, really fun. So we have a lot. We have Fritz Coleman from Channel 4.
He's the weather guy.
He's the weather guy who's lots and lots of fun.
Been on forever.
Yes, he's been on forever since a young guy. I remember him many years ago, back in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
Fritz, he's a funny guy. Fritz does
Fritz
a comedy
in a weird
show.
Sort of way. Reminds me a little bit of Drew, Dr. Drew. A little bit, like, because I don't mean in the way they act, but like back in the day when I would see they sort of remind me a little bit, like they could be like cousins, like, you know, completely different thing. You don't see it?
No.
Well, you know,
you're
what
talking about personality.
Well, when I used to watch Fritz a lot though, I think I was still getting loaded. That might be it.
Yeah, that could be. That could be it. Yeah.
So we've got Fritz.
We've got Fritz, who's lots and lots of fun and really funny and can be. I think he does like actually stand up comedy on the side.
He does stand up comedy. Right. He's really funny.
So he's lots of fun. We've got Rick Chambers, who's an anchor. We've got Chuck Henry, of course, who's another anchor. And we've got Dr. Drew, who's one of our honorary committee members.
Oh, here's what I was going to ask, because I was wondering about this. Dr. Drew is one of the honorary members, right?
Right.
This is a thing that I wanted to bring up because I think this is great, because Drew is involved with other recovery facilities.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, I think what's important to realize is that it's not like a race. You know what I mean? Everybody's interested in helping recovery facilities do well because it helps recovering addicts and alcoholics do well, because he runs another is involved with another facility that is, in the area.
Right. Exactly. Well, Pasadena, was involved for many years with Las Encinas Hospital and, is no longer, but that's kind
well.
Of
there's
his
there's
home base,
Pasadena,
Pasadena
Recovery Center,
right? Pasadena Recovery Center,
and so it's really PRC. Nice to see some interaction between. You know, it's like it's,
absolutely.
You know, it's not like back in the day where it's like if this drug dealer was doing well, meant the other drug dealer was not doing so well.
Well, you know, it's all about supporting each other, because there's enough business certainly out there for all of us.
Business is booming,
right? Exactly, and it will always be.
Yeah,
and so we especially us nonprofits, we really try to support one another a lot. And Drew has been extremely supportive of nonprofits over the years. And, you know, his heart is really all about recovery.
Nice guy.
Nice guy.
I met him at the Prism Awards once. Interview him.
Uh-huh.
Similar to what happened earlier in the show, which you guys won't be aware of because we'll fix it. But I recorded a whole interview with him. Didn't even have the thing turned on.
Oh, no.
Went up to him later, and I said, Drew, I'd like to tell you about this bonehead attic maneuver I made. He goes, what happened? I go, remember when we talked? He goes, yeah. And he looked straight at me. He goes, didn't have the recorder turned on? And I'm like, I wonder how many times they've run into that.
Yeah,
I'm like, would you mind ever so much doing that again? He goes, no problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really
cool.
That
was very sweet of him. Yeah, he's just a very, very nice guy. And he grew up in the Pasadena area. So he's
now, if people go there, do you think they get a chance to meet him?
Well, of course. He's going to be a part of it. So, of course.
He's going to be at that poker game.
You know, it's a really cool thing about playing in charity golf tournaments where the celebrities are around. From my experience, the celebrities are really good about interacting with the people that are there, because they know, you know, it's a draw.
That's what
to
it's
bring
all
people
about.
In. Yeah.
Well, they know that they are a draw, and that's what their gift is, and that's why they're there. They're expecting that, and they're all on board for that. But here's the thing. Beyond that, I think there's just a real genuine desire from these people to want to help CASA. They know the good work that we do. They know how important it is that this golf tournament is successful for the ongoing success of CASA. And, you know, their hearts are really into it. So it's not just about, okay, I'm going to do this because I can, and, you know, I'm going to kind of begrudgingly go and do my duty. It's really, really beyond that. And so they really enjoy the people. They enjoy the day. It's a really, really fun day, even if you don't play golf.
Now, we're going to be there. We're going to
awesome.
Go. We will not be recording the show there. But that's okay. Because you know what? I'm going to take a handheld recorder. I'm going to talk to Dr. Drew.
There you go.
I'm going to talk to Fritz.
There you go.
I got to talk to Fritz.
You got to talk to Fritz.
Oh, I love Fritz. Fritz is great.
You got to talk to Colleen.
I got to talk to everybody that we could talk to.
Right.
We might even talk to Kate Call.
That's right.
Well, Kate Call won't be anybody
I'll be
that
available.
Day.
I'll be available for interviews for anybody else who wants to talk, you know,
there you
from
go.
Recovery 101 Radio.
There you go.
You know what? Right. You never know.
You
Entertainment
never know.
Tonight.
That's right.
There.
Because, you know, they can't wait to talk to us.
Yeah.
You know what? They just keep texting.
All that knocking down
they keep
your door,
texting
right?
and calling, and I just have to keep telling them. Them and TMZ and all those guys, I just can't.
Yeah, my manager keeps telling me all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't. So. They wanted to put us on Laguna Shore, the new show they're going to make, like Jersey Shore.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah. They want Mark, the solution.
Yeah. Right. Because they love me on those shows.
Now, we're gonna wrap it up. Now, Kate's going to have a part of this in a minute here. But Kate isn't familiar with all the stuff we do, the exciting stuff we do here with our other
folks.
May
I just say one thing before you move on very quickly? If you are interested in attending, please feel free to either go online to CasaDeLasAmigas.org. You can get on. You can use your credit card. Doesn't have to be cash or check. Or you can call, and we'll walk you through the process. So it's there. You have time. I think it's just a few days. I think it's just up until a few days before that they cut off the entrances. But there's plenty of time to join.
So. Sweet.
Just mail Kate your credit card.
Yeah.
She'll take
or
care
just
of it for you.
Give it to me over the phone. I'll be happy to
you
take
it. You
can
do that
it.
With us as well.
That's right.
We'll give ourselves a generous donation.
That's right. On your behalf.
There you go.
Mark, do we have any friends back east?
You know we do. We've got Bruce.
The other white meat.
At the 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go up on 12stepgazette.com, which you can get to by going to our website and scrolling down and clicking on the 12-Step Gazette.
You can actually click on Casa de Las Amigas.
They're all there.
From
go
there
up
as well.
There and go visit our sponsors. 12-Step Gazette is a great publication. You can go up. You can read it online. You can get emailed to you. And if you're in no hurry to see it, they'll throw it in the regular mail to you. But there's all kinds of great stuff on there. There's articles and there's...
By the way, Casa can get a bunch of free ones sent to them.
Oh, great.
To put out.
Yeah, Bruce will send them to you guys to...
Any facilities or Alano clubs or NACA clubs, they'll send you a grip of them. Yeah.
And
good,
what
hook
you
us up, Bruce.
Yep, and what you should be doing is you should be contacting Bruce about a franchise.
Yes, you can.
Bruce will help you put together the 12-Step Gazette in your own little neighborhood.
Sweet. We've also got intherooms.com.
.com.
.com. Whenever we say .com, you're supposed to ring in with .com.
Oh, sorry.
Or whatever your gig is. You might say .com.
.com.
Anyway, intherooms.com.
.com.
.com.
Just like that.
That is an online recovery website. They've got all kinds of stuff. They got speaker tapes. You can join the A of your choice.
that was nice of you.
Here he goes again.
I know.
That wasn't me. That was Mark.
He's fallen
that
off
was,
again,
Mark.
That
was Mark. I've gone around
you
the bend.
What? I'm innocent.
Like
here.
Scary.
Yeah.
You buried yourself so bad that I could just sit here and do just about anything, and I'm the innocent one.
Yeah, it'll look good compared to me.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm not going to go there.
Need some rest.
Yeah. And you can go there. You can listen to our embedded player at the Friends of Recovery 101. You can surf around the site. You can add friends from whatever group you want to. They've got everything. They've got overeaters. They got gamblers. They got sex addicts. They got drug alcoholics and everything. You can go there. It's absolutely free.
At half price this month.
Yeah, half price of absolutely free this month. Mark, do we have any email addresses?
We do. You can contact us at recovery_101@hotmail.com.
.com.
recovery101radio@gmail.com.
.com.
And recovery101radio@hotmail.com.
.com.
And I'm not good. I'm not. You know what? If you're interested in being a part of Recovery 101 sales or in advertising with our show, you can send
our
an
crack
email.
Advertising staff.
If you'd like to join our crack,
no
our
pun,
crack staff.
No pun intended.
If you'd like to join our crack staff, that was really great.
Crack sales.
Our crack sales staff. You can email us at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
Sweet. We've got videos up at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Yes.
Rule 62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
That's right. Now, Kate.
Yes.
This is going to be completely off the wall for you because you have no idea what I'm going to ask you.
Oh, dear.
This is an integral part of the show, though.
Okay.
Who is the lead out music by?
The lead out music by?
Yeah. Who do you want to be the lead out music for this show?
We play music on
the Anybody way out. You want.
Oh, you know who I love is Faith Hill.
Faith there Hill? Do you have a specific song?
No, anything. I love all of her music.
The lead out music
is
by? Let's
do This Kiss.
This Kiss. Lead out music by Faith Hill. And everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And what would you like to say?
I'd like to say I've enjoyed being here again, even though you guys are nuts. But it's been a pleasure, and thank you so much for having me and being able to talk about the golf tournament. It's really, again, it's important, and it's lots of fun to be here. Thank you so much.
Sweet. And what is it Shelley says at the end?
I don't know, but I'm going to say, send your checks and sign up for this golf tournament. You're going to have a great time.
There you go. Everybody, have a great day.
It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, unstoppable. This kiss, this kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so awkward?